Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about Ryan Holiday's note card system. A quick background kay Ryan Holiday. He is an author and yung mga books na sinulat niya are The Daily Stoic, some examples. Yung latest was Discipline is Destiny. Yung nakikita nyo dito sa screen nyo. And then, we have Stillness is the Key. The Obstacle is the Way. Courage is Calling. And Ego is the Enemy. Actually, Ego is the Enemy. Nabasa ko siya since my friend Yo lent me a copy of that book. And that was the time that I was introduced to Ryan Holiday as well. So, si Ryan Holiday is also a Stoic. So, he's a practitioner of the philosophy called Stoicism. So, dito sa screen nyo, we will not read like everything. You can just do it on your own. I'm gonna leave a link down sa description sa dalawang articles. So, this article was older. I believe it was back in 2013-2014 pa na post. So, it's a little bit all over the place, but it's more specific. But if you want a more organized one, then you should read this one. So, this is back in 2017. It's much more organized and mas madali siyang absorb and basahin, in my opinion. So, here we go. He still used like the same photos and like yung iba, he just repeated it. But yeah, again, this is gonna be much easier for you to read and hopefully to follow. Alright, so ano ba yung reason for doing or applying this system? Say, let's say na yung reading is not exactly a habit that you have currently. Ako personally, like for the longest time, I'm 27 years old and I just picked up this habit last year. I picked up this habit again last year. As I was growing up, like back in elementary school, I usually get teased like a nerd. Like they're gonna say, hey, you're a nerd. Just because I'm studying, I'm reading a book, and I'm like excelling in academics. So I get like good scores or like even perfect scores sa mga exams and sa mga quizzes. And of course, yung consequence on, I get teased a lot. Na yun nga, nerd. So eventually at that time, I kind of explored a little bit. Like, what other things can I do? So I went for music. So I learned how to play the guitar. And then, actually I was thankful for that because I really enjoyed like those years playing the guitar, like playing music, being in the school band up until college. That's still happening. So that is a good choice for me, of course. And then I also tried sports. So mainly played basketball like all throughout my high school career. Well, high school days, not really a career. And I tried like all sorts of sports like football, badminton. I'm actually interested in like playing tennis recently, but I haven't gotten to yet. And then eventually nga, last year, well actually back in 2021 pa, my friend Yo lent me two books, Outliers and yung Ego is the Enemy. Outliers, I think I read it I finished it around a couple of months, 3 months I guess, back in 2021. And then yung Ego is the Enemy, mas nakuha ko dun sa book na yan. I liked it better. And I think that's just because of Ryan Holiday's writing style. It's much easier to absorb. And then eventually I got hooked to Stoicism as well. And I've been a practicing Stoic for more than a year now, in my estimate. Yeah, I think more than a year now since I started July 2022. And it definitely changed my life and my outlook and my perspective in life. So I do my daily journals, I do my daily readings. Before, my target was like 30 minutes to 1 hour of reading, and like nowadays I'm spending 3, 4, 5 hours reading every single day. And I just wanted to share again this system with you, because I just started this system because I thought before that reading and like highlighting and writing down your thoughts on the book is enough. But you can't retain everything. You can't retain all of the information that you gather from the books that you've read. So it's going to be much better if you take notes and you have a commonplace book for that. So that's like the main purpose for this note card system, for knowledge and information retention. Because if you write down the things that you've learned, it's going to stick with you. It's going to stick with you with like a higher chance. And another purpose for this is for knowledge bank and a commonplace book. So this was mentioned dito sa article or sa guide ni Ryan Holiday. And the best investment you can have is in yourself. So Warren Buffett said this before. Books, courses, lectures. And because once you have this, once you have that knowledge, once you have that information retained in yourself, no one can take that away from you. And whatever problem you're struggling with is probably addressed in some book somewhere written by someone a lot smarter than you. So si Ryan Holiday yung nagsabi nun. So let's go to step one. So first things first, if you're not a reader yet, then step one is to add books to your reading list and then eventually buy them. So for me, physical books will be preferred. Like my friends, they encourage me to invest or buy Kindle and Amazon Kindle, but I still prefer the physical books. I follow the principles and the preferences of Ryan Holiday. There's a big difference between physical books compared to an ebook or a digital book. Because you're still staring at a screen if you're reading an ebook or a digital book. And yeah, even if you're using an Amazon Kindle. But if, you know, if that works for you, then go for it as long as you're reading. But yeah, if you want like the ultimate experience, then go for physical books. Erasmus, a 16th century scholar, once said, "When I get a little money, I buy books. And if any is left, I buy food and clothes." So he's basically sacrificing food and clothes and prioritizing buying books instead, because he's a fan of like reading and knowledge gathering. Then the next step, step two, is to turn reading into a daily and regular routine. So for example, one good example is exercising or working out. But first, it's gonna be really hard to be consistent. Like I've experienced that before. I think I tried working out 4-5 times previously, and probably on the 3rd-4th month I'm already very inconsistent and I just eventually stopped. And right now this is the most consistent that I've ever been. So I've been working out since Feb or early March this year, and I really committed that time, and up until now I haven't like missed a workout session, a scheduled workout session. So if you're curious yung splits ko, it's gonna be first day back biceps, then second day is chest legs, third day is shoulders and triceps, then fourth day is always gonna be rest day, and after the rest day I'm gonna go ahead and proceed with the 3-day splits again. So yeah, moving on again, it will be hard at first, just like anything that we are new at. So it's supposed to be hard, but then you'll ease into it and develop the habit of, well, develop the habit and skill of reading. It'll be second nature and your day won't be complete without reading. Same thing for me with journaling. So before, it's really hard as well to like journal daily. Like, what am I gonna write? But eventually, magkakaroon ka ng system, sarili mong system that works for you. You don't have to write in essay form or like article form or whatever, kasi you're not really gonna post the contents of your daily journal. But if you want to post it, then that's really up to you. You can write one-liners, you can write in like bulleted form, or just list, just start writing again, and you're gonna think about something. Oh, this is the highlight of my day, and then you're gonna write down what happened, and you're gonna write down how that felt, and how it made you feel at that moment, and then eventually it's gonna add up if you do it every day. And for example, a year from now you can like reread it and like revisit, like for example, if you're down like mentally or emotionally next year, and then you were very happy the previous year, you can just look back and check what your mentality was or what your perspective was and what you were doing in those good times, and you can just like, for example, imitate it or like do it all over again. But yeah, that's just a random example. And on your end, like let's say you usually eat 3 meals a day. Like you have your breakfast, you have your lunch, and then you have your dinner. If you missed a meal, your day is kind of like ruined, or it's different. It feels different, right? So the same thing will happen when reading becomes part of your daily routine. Like something doesn't feel right when you haven't read yet. Like you haven't opened your book yet. You haven't taken a peek of your, for example, the newsletters that you're reading every single day. So it will happen at some point. And I can't remember the exact days, like how many days do you form a habit? I believe Warren Buffett said this. Warren Buffett, habit days. Okay, I'm not sure if Warren Buffett was the one who said this, but like here in a study, it took anywhere from 18 days to 254 days for people to form a new habit. So you have to be really consistent. But yeah, like let's say you have done it for 10 days, then you've done it for 20 days, you've done it for a month, then it's going to be sort of a habit. And if you miss, for example, a day, then of course you're going to feel weird and guilty about it. So eventually you're just gonna, hey, I need to be more disciplined and I need to do this every single day. And to help yourself, just always carry a book and a pen with you. So for me, for example, if we go out, we spend the night at my cousin's, in, for example, in Pasig, I always bring one book, two of my journals. I have two journals now, like one for my thoughts and personal stuff, and then the other is like work and focus. And of course I bring the daily Stoic book as well, because I read that every single day, because you only have to read like one page a day and you read it all throughout the year. The next one, step three, is be ruthless about acquiring knowledge through books. For example, if you're interested in a specific topic, just go ahead and buy a book that focuses or elaborates on that specific topic. And then try to apply the note card system as soon as you finish a book. And then alternatively, you may write an essay about the book once you finish it. So the note card system is a little bit of a hassle, if I may say. Because personally for me, I'm just using Notion to take notes. And this is the current system that works for me and makes the most sense. Because if I follow Ryan Holiday's actual note card system, you have to buy like index cards or note cards. And you're gonna write your, for example, favorite quotes there from the book, or favorite topics from the book, or highlights of the book on those physical note cards. And that makes or elevates it. The difficulty will be elevated if you do that. But with like Notion, you can do it on your phone, you can do it on your laptop, you can do it on your PC, desktop. So for me, that makes, again, the most sense. Because for example, if I'm not at home, then I can just take notes on my phone. Or if I bring my laptop, then I can just take notes on my laptop. But yeah, just do whatever works for you best. There's no one size fits all system. This is just here to guide you. And I'm doing the same. And once you apply this, you may explore alternatives. Like, for example, you may write an essay about the book once you finish it, like some sort of a book report that we usually do back in school. And you may list down the things that intrigued you or piqued your interest. And then you may write down words that you're unfamiliar with. I'm doing that all the time. I highlight all of the words that I'm unfamiliar with. Of course, when you're reading the book, you sort of understand what the word means, but like not the specific words. Because you have like context clues when you read. But of course, if you're gonna use it like by yourself, then you have to know the actual meaning of those words. Then lastly, list down at least 5 things, or even like 3 things that you've learned from the book, and elaborate on it. And by having all of these notes on any particular book, you can go back and review it. You may reorganize it depending on the different themes or topics that different ideas falls on. And in the end, you may even write your own article or review of a book that you've just read. And by the way, everything that I've just said was here on Notion. So this was actually part of the note card system that I've been applying on my day-to-day life. So this is what's currently on my commonplace book. So we have fiction, self-help, self-improvement, courses, lectures, ideas, miscellaneous random stuff, and articles. And then I have quotes. So we have quotes from books, quotes from people that I admire, and other useful quotes. Then lastly, I have my reading list. So these are the articles that I've read like recently. Then if we go here, these are all of the books that I've read since last year when I started forming the habit of reading books daily again. So I have, how many books are these? So we have around 26, but I'm currently rereading Never Split the Difference, so we don't count that. And then I reread Meditations just this year. So I've read around 24 books the past year, and I think that's gonna double or even triple this year. Because like I'm not really speed reading, and I agree with Ryan Holiday that speed reading is bullshit. But yeah, I mean, in comparison to last year, I read much faster because I can absorb the information much faster in comparison again to last year. Because last year when I read, like, there's something in my mind that's that's bugging me or like distracting me, something like that. But right now, if I read, I'm just focused on the words and I just absorb it better. So yeah, that's it, guys. Hopefully, may natutunan kayo and may napulot kayo dito sa episode na to. If you like my content, then please give this video a thumbs up and please subscribe to my channel para wala kayo miss out sa mga uploads ko occasionally. And you may also check me out or follow me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MNPSPH. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you all in the next episode. Always remember, be PESO smart.